Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel is a medical ethicist and oncologist who advised President Obama on health reform. Speaking in Madison, he says the U.S. spent $2.5 trillion on health care in 2009, much more than any other developed country.
So we have plenty of room to come down without the need for rationing. We are spending way too much on health care.
9 physician groups in the U.S. recently came out with a list of 45 procedures or tests they suggest are unnecessary. One doctor at the Madison Forum who supports health reform questioned how to get the public on board with quality improvement and cost-cutting measures. Family physician Jeff Hibner noted the U.S. is in an era of patient empowerment.
How do we take this to the next level of public engagement? Having these discussions with our patients when they come in asking for the newest test or treatment they've seen on TV.
Emanuel says studies in shared decision-making between doctor and patient show informational videos and brochures on the pros and cons of a procedure can sometimes prompt patients to change their mind.
It's not going to affect the vast majority of people, but 10 to 20% not wanting a knee replacement or not wanting prostate surgery is a large number.
Emanuel says hospitals are already working to comply with parts of the Affordable Care Act designed to control costs and improve patient care. For example, high readmission rates will result in penalties, as will high rates of infections. The constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act is currently being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.